it's no good to buy. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. More than 20 states have sued the Trump administration for freezing billions of dollars that Congress approved for after-school and summer programs. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
This case raises the overall question of whether the president can withhold funds that have been allocated because he does not like what he thinks are the philosophies or the positions of this program.
And the Supreme Court today said President Trump can move forward with his plan to fire almost 1,400 employees of the Department of Education. Mr. Trump was warned that Russian President Vladimir Putin couldn't be trusted. He said today that's become clear to him now.
I always hang up and say, well, that was a nice phone call, and then missiles are launched into Kiev or some other city. And I said, strange. And after that happens three or four times, you say, the talk doesn't mean anything.
The president said he'll increase tariffs on Russia's trading partners 100% if Putin doesn't agree to a ceasefire in 50 days. He also said the U.S. will provide Patriot missiles to Ukraine through NATO. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
We're going to see Patriot missile systems being transferred from Germany. They may transfer up to two batteries of Patriot to Ukraine. Norway may transfer one, and then they'll purchase replacement Patriot batteries from us, so the United States will actually be paid for these systems as they're transferred.
Investigators are trying to learn the cause of a fire that killed at least nine people at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts. Here's Fire Chief Jeffrey Baker.
Crews were met with heavy fire coming through the main entrance, and multiple people hanging out the windows looking to be rescued.
The EU is delaying retaliatory tariffs on goods from the U.S. in the hope it can reach a trade deal. CBS's Remy Innocencio from London.
The bloc has paused retaliation on about $25 billion of U.S. exports to the EU. Targets, we understand, have included, at least in the past, things like American corn, wheat, motorcycles, think Harleys, clothes.
President Trump's proposed 50% tariffs on Brazilian products could drive up the cost of your breakfast.
If there is no agreement between the U.S. and Brazil by August first, two staples of the American morning diet, coffee and orange juice, could be impacted. Brazil is the world's top coffee producer, and 30% of the American market comes from there. On orange juice, it's 40%. Americans are already paying more at the store. The average price of a pound of ground roast coffee is up $2 from this time last year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he'll campaign for mayor of New York City as an independent. NASDAQ closed at a record high. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson with a quick news update. Racine may be getting three electric buses. They replace diesel ones in the city's fleet. It would cost $4.5 million, mostly paid for by a federal grant. The city council is set to vote on that tomorrow. This plan is not new. In 2023, the city was set to buy new buses, but the company approved by city officials is going bankrupt. All told, if this is approved tomorrow, Ride Racine would have 12 electric buses. And your phone may have lit up over the weekend as an Amber Alert was issued for a 7-year-old boy. Authorities say Jamal White was kidnapped outside his home in Milwaukee Friday. People started searching, and luckily Jamal was found about 7 miles away on Saturday. Police say they do have suspects in custody, and now the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office is in charge of the case. Surveillance video showed Jamal riding his bike just before. And hundreds of people were part of Kenosha's Pride Parade over the weekend. It's hosted by nonprofit Kenosha Pride. And now they've got a survey online. They want to hear from the folks who came. It asked things like how long people stayed, what they enjoyed, what they didn't enjoy, and how people identify. Organizers say they want to use that information to plan future events. You can find the survey at KenoshaPride.org. And the smoke is finally starting to move out of southeastern Wisconsin after a hazy weekend. In some spots, you could even smell it in the air. This morning, the air in Racine County was considered good, and in Kenosha County, it was considered moderate. There was an air quality advisory for the entire state all weekend. It expired at noon. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Washington 8-1 to complete a three-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But manager Pat Murphy said they weren't playing their best ball.
We weren't on all cylinders by any stretch in the last three games, but we had big innings, and we did what we had to do. And, you know, there were some unique performances, but it's Major League Baseball. Anytime you can win three games, you're lucky in a series. So it wasn't like we walked away with anything.
Right fielder Sal Frelick undergoing an MRI after making a sliding catch in foul territory, suffering a hamstring injury. Last night in the MLB draft, the Brewers selecting five new players, two infielders, three pitchers. The draft continues today. NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner as their new center, picked up in free agency from the Pacers. Turner asked if he's heard from Giannis yet.
Yeah, we texted back just a little bit, you know, but he was on vacation and I was on vacation, so, you know, I know how that go.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather.
Bright and hazy today with mostly sunny skies and wildfire smoke and winds barely moving. High temperatures today will strike the upper 80s. With the increased humidity, it's going to be feeling more like the low 90s. Stay cool and keep hydrated. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Jackson, my tears.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, a global team of scientists continues working to create a single authoritative list of all known species on Earth. It's called the Category of Life. It currently is the most comprehensive effort, now includes more than 2.2 million accepted species, and it's updated regularly by hundreds of experts. They have a long way to go since millions of species are still unknown, especially among microbes and invertebrates.
To the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, Mr. Jerry.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Brewers off this week, of course, because of the All-Star break. The Home Run Derby is tonight. The All-Star game is tomorrow. Brewers back in action on Friday night. They'll start the second half just one game behind the Cubs. Friday night, they'll be back in action against the Dodgers. Brewers baseball brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. All-Star break this week. Brewers back in action Friday night.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
1962, it's the Four Seasons in Sherry on WRJN. Now, the song was originally called Terry. The group loved the song. They performed it over the telephone for their producer, Bob Crewe. He liked everything about it except the name of the song. They tried several different names and finally settled on Sherry.
Ooh.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. What do you say we get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. 7-year-old Jamal White has been found safe after a kidnapping outside his home on Friday. Community members organized a search, and less than 24 hours later, an Amber Alert was canceled after he was found 7 miles away. Police have conducted arrests and say they have referred charges to the Milwaukee County DA. A man is getting recognized as a Kenosha hometown hero. Sir Robert E. Ibsen spent 21 years in the U.S. Navy, and he earned multiple honors, including the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal for service in Vietnam. Later, he was the national president of the Danish Brotherhood and was even knighted by the Queen of Denmark. The city of Racine could be moving ahead with plans to add 3 new electric buses to replace some of its diesel fleet. The $4.5 million purchase, mostly funded by a federal clean vehicle grant, is going before the city council tomorrow. If approved, the city would buy from a new manufacturer. The one approved in 2023 is going bankrupt. The change means getting one fewer bus than originally planned, bringing Ride Racine's electric fleet to an even dozen. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com. WRJN
weather. Bright and hazy today, with mostly sunny skies and wildfire smoke. And winds barely moving. High temperatures today will strike the upper 80s. But with the increased humidity, it's going to be feeling more like the low 90s. Stay cool and keep hydrated. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Again.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Now, look who's here. It's Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, there's always so much happening. This weekend, Racine County can look forward to two great modern musicals opening.
Okay.
In the city, Racine Theater Guild is presenting The Drowsy Chaperone. In Burlington, the Haylofters present Disaster. Disaster is a jukebox musical comedy. That's a lot to say, but it really sums it up well. It's only about 10 years old. Now, a jukebox musical is a show that's made up of known songs not written for the piece. Disaster is packed with hits from the 70s. It just sounds really fun to see a show that features songs made famous by Queen, Tony Orlando, Diana Ross, Donna Summer, and the Bay City Rollers.
Oh, that does sound like fun.
Yeah. The plot of Disaster is kind of an homage to the disaster movies of that same time period. So you can look for earthquakes, tidal waves, piranhas, infernos, and of course, there will be killer bees. Fans of the disaster genre, or just anyone who actually survived the 70s, can just tick off all the cliches on their checklist. The original Broadway cast featured a score of familiar names, and when I look at the Haylofters cast list, I see plenty of favorites from their stage.
Okay.
Disaster runs just two weekends, July 18th to the 27th. Tickets are $20, and they're available on their website at thehaylofters.com. I don't think any of the performances are sold out yet, but the Haylofters do often sell out, so check it out. Showtimes and details about both Disaster and the Drowsy Chaperone at Racine Theater Guild are on our website as well, racineartscouncil.org.
racineartscouncil.org. Fun.
Very fun.
All right, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly?
Local news and timeless hits. can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We're proud to be the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show information station this year. Thousands of cars that were built at American Motors in Kenosha are coming home July 22nd through the 27th, and lots of events are going to be taking place. It's all going to culminate with the big car show on Saturday the 26th at Kennedy Park. More details coming soon on air and online at WRJN.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN.
years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1968.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Investigators are still searching for the cause of last night's horrific fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts. As the firefighters union is speaking out, 9 people were killed. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
This isn't what we're designed to do here, right? We're here to save lives, and any time that any life is lost, a single life is lost, is a tragedy in our mind.
CBS's Jim Crisula says the firefighters union is now accusing the city of not fully staffing the department, hampering the response to the fire.
Firefighters say they could have saved more lives had they had more manpower. They say that prevented them from having an adequate response to the deadly fire. Union officials say the closing of fire stations and cutbacks on staff in the city have been a problem for decades.
The north rim of the Grand Canyon is closed because of wildfires that are burning out of control. CBS's Ian Lee has the latest from Fredonia, Arizona.
They are facing a perfect storm of fire